Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. Thank you so much for joining me again today, whether it's on radio or podcast, wherever you are listening. So happy to have you back, because what we're talking about is important, and it's transforming to our lives, not just for our minds, not just to make us feel better, but it's transformative to the daily aspects of our life. Because we're believing in these truths, friends. We're believing in who Jesus is. We're believing that he's founded the church. We're believing in the scriptures and what he set before us. And now the question comes up that we took up a couple weeks ago in Acts. Remember, a couple weeks ago we were together, and if you want to go back and listen, we're talking about these readings from the book of Acts. And Peter is preaching, this is who Jesus is. This is what he's done for you. And the people in the crowd, it says they're cut to the heart, and they're saying, what should we do? How are we to live? We believe this. We see this is true. And for many of us, this is a question we need to continue to push ourselves to ask. How am I living, and how is what I believe affecting what I'm living? How are we now to live? Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. He's been raised by the power of the Holy Spirit. How are we now to live? And this is what we're taking up in Romans chapter 8. We talked about at the beginning of the week, the title for this is Life in the Spirit. Now we're supposed to live a life by the Spirit, and this life bears fruit. This life changes our day-to-day life. Amen? And so what we talked about on the first day was those first couple verses of saying, the first powerful truth about you is there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation for you, no matter what you've done, no matter what's in your past, no matter how many times you have to go to confession, there is no condemnation for you. Believe it. Take it into your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to convict you of it. And now there's no condemnation. Why? What did we talk about the next day? We talked about that the fact that we're now living under a new law. The new law of life in Christ, which has set us free from the law of sin and death, that without Christ, when we're separated from God, we're not just living a worse life, we're living under a law of sin and death. And then we talked about walking by the Spirit, that those who live in that reality, they don't walk by the flesh, but they walk by the Spirit. And this is where we're going to pick up today. So let's go ahead and pray, and we're going to continue to talk about setting our minds on the Spirit. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we love you, we worship you, we praise you. We invite you into our hearts, we invite you into the place that we're listening right now. And we ask that you would shake us up, that you would confront us, that you would form our hearts and our minds, and give us the power to set our minds on the Spirit. That we would continue to be transformed by the power of the Spirit, and we would set our minds on the things of the Spirit, not on the things of the flesh. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Again, we're going to pick up at verse 5 what we read yesterday, Romans 8, 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And I want to go to verse 9 here quick. It says, but you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although your bodies are dead because of sin, your spirits are alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit, which dwells in you. Those couple verses is a whole can of worms that hopefully we're going to open up tomorrow, because that is amazing. Because I just wanted to confirm from that verse 9, you are not in the flesh. You are not in the flesh. So we go back to setting our minds. We talked about, it says, those who live according to the flesh. How do you live according to the flesh? You set your minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. And so this idea, it says, what does it mean to set your mind? Paul uses these phrases a handful of times. He uses the phrase, set your mind and put on. Right? We talked about this. Put on the new man. Put on the new man. Put on the new man. Set your mind. Set your mind. Set your mind. It is an action. It's not a passive thing. Setting. I'm putting my mind to this. I'm putting my mind to this. It's an action to do. Say, I need to actively set my mind on the things that are of God. And so if you're sitting there and you're saying, I'm still not getting it, really, really simple, friends, what do you spend time thinking about? What do we spend our time thinking about? For example, are we thinking of worldly things? Are we thinking of things that are allowing us to live in the Spirit or are leading us deeper and deeper into flesh? So for example, I have been in a situation for a handful of months now that's really is with a relationship that's really, really hurtful and really, really hard. And I found it hard to give it to the Lord. I found it hard to suffer well in this situation. And there's ways in which I can set my mind on this situation and on this thing. And I begin to ruminate. And I just think about it and think about it and think about it and think about all the ways I've been hurt and all the ways that I'm right. And then the bitterness and frustration towards the situation builds up in me. And before I know it, I've lost so much of this emotional energy and I'm entering into whatever relationships I'm entering into that day with a level of hostility and a level of frustration, even though those people have nothing to do with the circumstance that I'm ruminating on. And so what am I saying here? Am I saying don't think about things that are hard, ignore it? No. But there's a way in which we can think about things where we're constantly setting our minds on the things of the flesh. And we're going back to it and we're going back to it and it's stealing our joy. And so I'm saying a way to tell if we're setting our minds on the things of the flesh is what is the fruit? Is it peace? Or is it hostility? Is it unrest? Is it anger in our hearts? And for some of us, we're thinking about the same circumstances over and over again. We're thinking about what God's not has not given us. Or sometimes we're thinking about just good old-fashioned fleshy stuff. Like, for example, like I was kind of like having a hard day and I just got in this rut of like I was just on Instagram and I was scrolling and I was scrolling and I was scrolling. And then I kept going on websites and was doing online shopping and all this kind of stuff. And it's not that those things are bad, right, in and of themselves. But what I was doing is I was setting my mind on the things of the flesh and I was like gorging on it. And so what was going on in my mind was not thinking about God, was not thinking about who I am in Christ, was not setting my mind on my transformation in the Spirit. I was thinking about these worldly things. And the fruit was hostility. The fruit is like a touchiness, a sensitivity, a protection of ourselves. A lot of times the fruit is self-preservation. Sometimes the fruit of setting our minds on the things of the flesh is reading way too much into what other people might be saying or doing or thinking about us. And then it's the spirit of selfishness, of just thinking about self. How am I feeling? What are people doing to me? What do I need to get out of this situation? All of this kind of stuff. And we can choose to interrupt those patterns of thought. Again, I'm not saying don't think about shopping, don't think about food, don't think about a hard situation. I'm not saying that. But there's a way, friends, I think you know what I mean, where we set our minds on the things of the world. And Paul is saying the way to live is to set your minds on the things of the Spirit. Choose to set our minds on the things of the Spirit. What am I thinking on? What am I meditating on? What am I filling my brain space with? Am I choosing to just fill it with things because I don't want to think for myself and I don't want to face what's going on in my life? Or am I filling it with praise? Am I filling it with the truth about who I am? Am I filling it with thoughts and prayers to Christ? Paul says in another place, whatever is good, whatever is true, whatever is beautiful, whatever is righteous, whatever is just, whatever is pure, think on these things. So saying, what can I set my mind on that's pure? What can I set my mind on that's good? What can I set my mind on that God wants me to set my mind on? And so even sometimes we have to go as far as saying to interrupt a thought pattern, I have to go read the scriptures. I have to have a set of scriptures I go read. I need to go read the Psalms. And I need to praise and worship God. When I'm being dragged down by my circumstance, maybe I turn on some worship music. For me, when I'm thinking over and over and over again, a lot of the thinking that I do, I fly a lot for work. And a lot of times I'm just like sitting there on the plane thinking, and I can begin to ruminate on situations. And I can just fall into these negative thought patterns about others. And so one thing I started to do was to interrupt those thought patterns and being like, you know what? My ruminating on this situation doesn't change it. So I can give that to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm thinking about this situation because it hurt me. Help me right now in this moment to bless that person and to move on and to think about something else. And then ask God, what do you want me to think about? What do you want me to think about? And a lot of times I'm like, maybe I'm going to think about the trip that I'm just coming from, the ministry trip that I just did. Wow, Lord, thank you for the fruit that you bore on that trip. I'm going to choose to think about something that I'm grateful for. I'm going to choose to think about a positive of this day. And again, this is not to just avoid hard things. God wants to be in the hard things with us. But a lot of times we think that we're just like going through these hard things and we're just ruminating and we're setting our minds on things of the flesh. But to set our minds on the things of the spirit, I love that in Colossians where it says, set your mind on heavenly things. Set your mind on where Christ is seated in heaven with God. Set our minds on heaven, a place of worship, a place of awe and wonder. Say, I'm choosing to set my mind on you. Why? Because I want to be transformed by the renewal of my mind. Jesus says a lot, you are thinking as man thinks, not as God thinks. Romans 8:6, to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. There's a comparison there. This is in John chapter 6 in the Bread of Life discourse. The spirit gives life, but the flesh, remember, not the body, but the flesh counts for nothing. So even praying, Holy Spirit, give me life in my thought pattern. To think of the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. Where is the fruit of hostility being born? Where am I thinking about things and not praying about things in a way that is producing peace in my life? What things am I thinking about maybe that are sinful? Maybe I'm letting myself linger on temptation for too long. Maybe I'm gossiping. Maybe I'm thinking negatively about other people or I criticize them in my heart or in my head. And how are these things that I'm thinking on allowing me to not submit to God's law? A way that we can tell what we're setting our minds on is the ways of the sin pattern in our life, because those are the ways that we're not submitting to God's law. But I want to end here and pick up tomorrow, right? What does Paul say? You are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit. He's saying, even though you sometimes walk by the flesh, you are in the spirit and the spirit of God dwells in you. So you have power to set your mind on the things of the spirit. And we're going to take up this verses 9 through 11 tomorrow. But to remember this, what are you setting your mind on? What are you choosing to put your mind on? What are you thinking about? Because that is how you will walk. We'll see you tomorrow as we wrap up Romans chapter 8. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.